And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time again for your Soul Care Minute. Today is March the 20th, and after much waiting, it is the first official day of spring. Your Soul Care Minute is brought to you today by The Jig.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. You are not replaceable, and hope is real. Have you noticed lately how negative our culture seems to be? Everywhere you look, someone is slamming someone over what they believe, how they voted, where they spend their money or their time. A simple request for help recently on a public forum in our area garnered several judgmental opinions and suggestions that were hurtful and critical, and made me feel truly sorry for the individual who risked being vulnerable by asking for help. It shouldn't be this way. It's as if we've lost the ability to handle opposition or difference. Conflict is inevitable, and differences of opinion happen every day, at work, home, in community gatherings, places of worship. Learning how to navigate conflict in a wholesome way is a vital part of creating meaningful and vibrant relationships, whether that be with your spouse, your friend, a coworker, and especially your children. Can I challenge us this week to consider some conflict resolution strategies to try the next time we're faced with objection? Number one, strive to stay positive. Avoid approaching conflict with a reactive attitude and with the intent to have the final say. Instead, approach conflicts with the aim to understand, resolve, and respond. Number two, listen with the intent to understand. Number three, focus on cooperation instead of control. It's really healthy and helpful in conflict resolutions when both sides are able to give input and actually discuss the situation. Ask open questions. This is great for older children. Examples, why do you think that is? Can you tell me more about your thoughts on that? What do you propose we do about it? What about... Model flexibility, and don't be afraid to rewind. If you've started down the conflict path, pause and rewind. As we close our time together, let me share with you a beautiful story called The Lesson from an Oyster. There once was an oyster whose story I tell, who found that some sand had gotten into his shell. It was only a grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings, although they're so plain. Now, did he berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse at the government, cry for election, and claim that the sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself as he lay on a shell, since I cannot remove it, I shall try to improve it. Now, the years have rolled around, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, stew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? What could we do if we'd only begin with some of the things that get under our skin? Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Go make pearls this week, and thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute has been brought to you in part today by your friends at The Jig on Highway 12 in Orofino. For lunch or dinner today, try something new. The Jig on Highway 12. The Jig restaurant is open, serving lunch and dinner your entire family would love. Tuesdays through Saturdays, The Jig is open from 11 to 8. Monthly specials you'll come back for time and again, or sample something from the menu. The Jig also caters. Call 827-6659. That's 827-6659 for The Jig. Call or stop in today and ask about having your next big event catered.